A contract extension has been offered and accepted by Chris Fagan, the Brisbane Lions coach, till the end of 2021. And I think everyone in the football world says that is a great decision by everyone included. He could well be one of the coaches of the year, Chris Fagan, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Particularly if he's able to win the final game of the year, Brisbane Lions versus the West Coast Eagles up in Brisbane.
Get your vote, will he?
Well, he'll get my vote, that's for sure. And he'll get us at Collingwood sending up a couple of kegs for the Mad Monday for the players if they get up as well.
And that's a bit light on, I reckon.
Yeah, you reckon? he joins on the line this morning from Brisbane. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ed. Lot of hope in your voice there, mate.
Mate, ich bin ein Brisbane Lions. I am a Brisbane Lioner this weekend. Mate, good luck. I meant what I said, actually. I think you've been one of the coaches of the year. Very hard to probably give you the trophy, given the fact that your team missed the finals. But I just think the way you've been able to bring that club together and have people like Hodge in one side and you've got Rayner in the other, so a veteran and a young player coming together beautifully, and it looks like a football team. And more importantly, it looks like a football club. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. It's been a really enjoyable process the last couple of years, albeit it felt a bit hard at times. But, there's a real growth in the optimism around the footy club and the belief that, you know, we can now start to compete with the better teams. There's still a long way to go. But we look forward to that challenge and think we're making up a little bit of ground.
Hey, Faze, congratulations. Rapt to see that the Lions have extended your contract. And just from an outside point of view, love watching Brisbane Lion games all of a sudden. Yeah. You see the talent coming through. You see the style of play that you're playing. I know that winning is always your core business, but have you tried to add a bit of flair and a bit of excitement? Because it feels as though it's a much more exciting club to watch at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose you have a choice when you come in as a coach, what you want to focus on, whether it be the defensive part of your game or the attacking side of your game. We've tried to sort of do both at the one time. I think players, defence is hard work and you've got to be good at it, and the best teams are really good at it. But the fun in footy is actually getting the ball, using the ball, putting it through the goals. And so we've tried to balance that up. You know, we're aware of the fact that we need to get people to come and watch us at the Gabba, and you know, our crowds have been up, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 on budget this year for most games. And I think that's because we do play a style where we try to win and we attack. And, you know, we'll continue to do that, but we'll also try to get better defensively. I think, to be honest, over the last couple of years, if you look at the numbers, we've improved defensively a lot more than we've improved in offence. So it's sort of been good. We've been able to do both at the same time.
Hey, Chris, we hear about culture in football. It's thrown around these days. I don't think people actually know what they're writing about half the time when they talk about culture in football. But you're steeped in football tradition from Tasmania, coming through Melbourne Football Club, been there during the glory years at the Hawthorn Football Club. So you go up and you've got a wealth of experience and acumen. You go in there, you land up in Brisbane, and Greg Swan's the CEO up there. Now, I hired Greg in his first position, Darce, at Collingwood.
Yep.
And the reason largely why I decided that he would be a great person was, one, he came from the business world. He was working at Ernst & Young in those days. But he came over. He not only played grand finals for Williamstown in the VFA in those days and had trained at South Melbourne, but his father had won an Order of Australia for services to football in the local community. And Swanee had actually been the president of Williamstown during one of the periods where he kept them alive. So you had these guys coming together who actually knew a bit about it and understood, you know, the travails, but also the joys of footy. And I don't know if I'm just Pollyanna reading this into it, Chris, but I get the feeling that you've built a club up there.
Yeah, well, we are, and Swanee arrived before myself and David Noble did, so he began that process. But I think you talk about culture. The thing that's really important, I think, in any workplace is that whoever works there, when they turn up, they feel like they're valued and they feel like they're improving. And they're the two things we've really tried to focus on in the last couple of years. And when people do that, they enjoy coming to work and they want to stay, more importantly. And that's been a bit of an issue for our club for a while. And, you know, fortunately, it appears as if, you know, all of our young players have re-signed for, 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we've got something to look forward to. And it's just a really important thing. It's underrated, I think, everywhere in the world, just that feeling of improvement and enjoyment.
Hearing the voice of Chris Fagan, Brisbane Lions coach, has had his contract extended. And Chris, the Q clash has turned into a nice fiery encounter. There was a bit of build-up. One of your players, Nick Robinson, got on the attack and said that maybe the Gold Coast boys are a bit soft. And what did you make of Dane Zorko on the siren? Did it just get a little bit out of hand in the end?
Oh, look, you know, it's actually fairly hard to switch off, I think, as soon as the siren goes, particularly if you've been hammered by the opposition all day. And, you know, Zorks is a passionate young man, and he's done a fantastic job as our captain this year once Dane Beams stepped down. And I think there's history there with him. I think maybe for the last 4 or 5 years he's been tagged pretty hard in those games. So when the siren goes and you're in front, he gets a little bit excited. But I think in the cold, hard light of day, when he was looking back on it on Monday, he probably sort of maybe regrets those 5 or 6 seconds after the game, and you know he'll learn from it.
But, well, maybe not.
I love his passion. Like, he loves the Brisbane Footy Club. He wants us to do well, and you know that bit of emotion is a bit of a combination of those things bubbling over, and proud of the fact that the team won at the end.
Yeah, hey Chris, the Daily Double was got there. I thought you had the passion of the players who were actually playing for the jumper and actually had some rivalry in their mind going out, and then you were able to be the statesman afterwards and apologise for their behaviour. Well done. Very well done.
Hey, before we let you go, folks, how's a hamstring, one of the nastiest injuries of the year, happened?
Off the ice slide.
It was unbelievable, mate. You put up okay?
Yeah, the most famous hamstring in Australia. I get asked about that everywhere I go. No, Julian Feller did a magnificent job on me. I was much better when I walked out of surgery than I was when I walked in, and I've made a speedy recovery. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, there you go. Lesson for everyone. Stay off ice. Good on you, Chris.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, mate, good luck this week, buddy. All right.
We'll be doing our best, and we're looking for all those couple of kegs coming up on Monday.
Right, don't worry about that. I'll handle
fairly
it.
Fairly old-fashioned, that.
That's it, mate. Something for the boys. Just keep them focused, okay?
Do you think a wealthy club like yourself could come up with something better than a couple of kegs, though?
A couple of kegs of Carlton Draft, Chris, that he's contrared your way, exactly. Oh. I think you need to...
What, we haven't provided enough for the Brisbane Lions?
That was Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, who's just had his contract extended, as we said, and done an unbelievable job up there in Brisbane.